This is Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of all Australian jazz. Brought to you across the nation by the Community Radio Network. I'm Paula Langlands. The Catholics is a star-studded seven-piece ensemble that's been one of Australia's most acclaimed, distinctive and popular ensembles for the past three decades. Formed in 1991 by bassist-composer Lloyd Swanton, it comprises musicians from a diverse background to effortlessly maintain its style mix of jazz, world, African, Caribbean or infectious dance rhythms, but never losing its core of jazz. The Catholics have won a Moe Award for Best Jazz Album, and three of their albums have been nominated for ARIA Awards. Their recordings have also sold in Europe, Canada, and North America. I'm going to open and close the program this week with tracks from their double album, Inter Vivos, The Catholics in Concert. The players are Lloyd Swanton, leader and playing acoustic bass. Sandy Evans plays soprano and tenor saxophones. James Greening, trombone and pocket trumpet. Fabian Hevier, percussion. Jonathan Pease, guitar. Bruce Reed, slide guitars. And Hamish Stewart plays drums. And the composition is Chant, composed by Lloyd Swanton. Thank you. Well, how danceable was that? The Catholics, from their CD entitled Inter Vivos Live in Concert, or The Catholics Live in Concert. And it was a concert for SEMA, Sydney Improvised Music Association, in Sydney at the Sound Lounge in 2009. And we're going to have some more of The Catholics to close the program today, so hang in there. It's really worthwhile, as you just heard. A few weeks ago, I played a very short little teaser track from Ben Winkleman's trio, and I said I'd bring you some more. So here he is. He's actually an expat at the moment and been living in New York since 2010, but he pops home occasionally to record, although this particular recording was done in New York, and it's called The Knife. Ben Winkleman Trio, The Knife, with Sam Anning bass and Eric Doob on drums. Sam Anning's another expat Aussie. So here we are with the composition of Ben's called Sylvia.
Thank you.
Sylvia from the Ben Winkleman Trio. The CD is called The Knife, and it is being distributed here in Australia, although recorded in New York City, distributed by Jazzhead. Henri Pipeman is a musician that has a quartet, and I can't tell you much about him because I don't know much about him, and there's nothing in his CD liner notes. In fact, there are no notes that can give me any information either. The quartet are Matt Grubner, double bass, Tim Firth, drums, Spike Mason, soprano and alto saxophones, and Henri Pipeman, as well as being the leader and composer of the quartet, is the piano player, and a very fine one at that. So the name of his CD is called 30 Dezember, and I don't know quite what language we're using here. I tried very hard to figure it out, but I'm really not too sure. And the name of the tune is Nom, N-O, with a straight accent across the O at the top, double M-E. Thank you. With music like that, you don't need spoken language anyway, do you? The only language is music, and that was the Henri Pipeman Quartet. Once again, Matt Grubner, double bass, Tim Firth, drums, Spike Mason, soprano, and Henri Pipeman, piano, and leader and composer. And if you want to look him up, it's spelt Henri in the French way, H-E-N-R-I, and then Pipeman is P-E-I-P-M-A-N. The tune was Nom or Gnome, depending on whether you know what that accent does. Well, I have a CD now that I must confess is a favourite of mine. I don't usually confess to that. They're all favourites. But this particular one is a project covering the music of James Taylor, and I love James Taylor. If you know who that is, that's terrific. If you don't, go look him up. He's not a jazz artist. But the the Russell Holmes, at least, trio started playing Fire and Rain to their audiences in live performance, and it became so popular they were asked to do some other James Taylor numbers until finally they decided to make it a project and put a CD together of this material. And they cover things like Carolina in My Mind, How Sweet It Is, Something in the Way She Moves, Long Ago and Far Away. But, of course, I couldn't go past the most popular one, Fire and Rain, because the arrangement of it is absolutely fantastic. It gets the drummer and the bass player get a real groove going. And they happen to be Daniel Sussinger on drums and Matt Willis on bass. Here's the Russell Holmes trio with Fire and Rain. Thank you. The Russell Holmes Trio with the James Taylor Project titled Fire and Rain, and of course that's what we were listening to then. A great rendition of Fire and Rain. I think it's a terrific arrangement. With so much new material coming through all the time, it's hard to get back to some of the great recordings of a few years earlier. So this next offering is going to be from Paul Williamson, trumpet player, and recorded in 2002. The CD's called Talk It Up, and it's a great recording. It has some wonderful tracks on it. Some, unfortunately, are far too long for me to play, but I wish I could. I'll certainly bring you some more of it, though, in coming weeks. The other players are Jordan Murray, trombone, Anton Deleka, tenor and soprano, Philip Rex, bass, Danny Fisher, drums, and Paul, of course, is the leader and the composer. The track I'm going to play, the track I'm going to play is actually the third part of a suite, and the suite comprises for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And today we're going to hear about the ugly.
Thank you.
Bit of a focus there on Danny Fisher on drums in the Paul Williamson quintet. Paul Williamson, the trumpet player, along with Jordan Murray trombone, Anton Deleka tenor and or soprano and or clarinet, but not all at the same time. Philip Rex bass and, as I said, Danny Fisher drums. The recording is called Talk It Up, and we heard The Ugly, which is the third part of a short suite called The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. Didn't sound too ugly to me. Recorded in 2002. Now we come back to a recording of 2014 called Paper Tiger. And we have Stephen Magnusson on guitars, Jamie Ohlers on tenor and soprano, Ben Vanderwall drums, three names that I'm sure you're very familiar with. In this particular track, Jamie's playing soprano. They're fairly short tracks, so I'm going to play two for you. The first one is Free Thaw, and the second one is called Together Alone. Thank you. Paper Tiger is the name of the CD, with Stephen Magnusson, Jamie Olers and Ben Vanderhall. Recorded in the Melbourne studios of Nico Schubler in 2014. You are listening to Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of only Australian jazz. Produced for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. Jazz Made in Australia is produced and presented by me. I'm Paula Langlands, and I am always very happy to be here with you, sharing this wonderful music each week. I look forward to it tremendously, and I hope you do too. So join me each week for the very best in Australian jazz. Now we come to the last offering for the program this week, and we're back to the Catholics, that wonderfully joyous ensemble. And with this particular recording made in 2009, the Catholics in Live in Concert, Inter Vivas, is the title. This time it's a nice long track out, and it's called Wild Life. I think that one's written by Lloyd, yes. The opening one was written by Lloyd too. That's right, I remember thinking I wanted to choose compositions by Lloyd. And I'll give you the lineup again. Lloyd Swanton, of course, is the bassist, the leader, the composer. And Sandy Evans plays soprano, saxophone and tenor saxophones in the band. James Greening plays trombone and pocket trumpet in the band. Fabian Hevier plays percussion. Jonathan Pease plays guitar, Bruce Reed slide guitars, and Hamish Stewart drums. Well, we all have a wild side, and this is the Catholics' Wild Life. Bye for now. Take care. Thank you.
Good lasting lies. Sugar. Lies, shrunken heads.